In the quiet, remote city of Kumasi, there I lived as a young man. But to the world, I was known as the loner trapper. I had always been a solitary figure, finding solace in untouched wilderness that surrounded my space of peace. I spent my days trapping and the nights crying, creating hardly beautiful melodies that echoed through the dance of the countryside. My story is unique, a blend of struggle, a folk that spoke of solitude and rock beauty of my life. My soulful harmonica tunes carried the weight of my loneliness, yet they also resonated the sense of freedom that only a wanderer like me could truly understand. The newfound attention was overwhelming for me, and I struggled to adapt to the demands of the music journey. I had no family to guide me, no relationships to provide support for me. I felt like an outsider in my own world, and it seemed so foreign to me. Despite all these challenges, I have pressed on. I continue to write and record stories in the form of melodies, pouring my heart and my soul into my tunes. It is my second time speaking, and I formed words as Luna was here. Yes, the Luna was here. And it's deeply introspective collection of my tunes that delved even deeper into the themes of isolation which I currently am experiencing. The Luna Trapper will share his story to the world and that of his brothers. I may have been alone in this traditional sense, and so the Luna Trapper's journey continued. A solitary figure in the world of music, but a man who had discovered that sometimes the most profound connections are forged through the universal language, and that is my story, the music.